Hi everyone, Hindi Pearson here from caringforseniordog.com. Today we're going to be talking about house training an older dog. Now there's a very detailed post below this recording where you'll find all the information you need, but I just wanted to give you a bit of a quick overview. I've heard a lot of people say that they are interested in bringing a senior dog into their home, but they do have a lot of concerns about whether or not they can be housebroken. And they were worried that if they weren't housebroken, then they would end up giving them back to the shelter. And it's not a road that they really wanted to go down. So I just wanted to let you know that, yes, definitely, older dogs can be house trained. It will, of course, take longer than if you were training a puppy or an adult, unless of course you have an older dog that really was very well housebroken, and because of circumstances, being in a shelter, being homeless, whatever it was, they lost some of their training, and maybe it's just a question of some refresher courses. But this audio and this article is really concerning dogs that are not housebroken. So like I said, yes, they can be housebroken, and it comes down to having a schedule, having a routine, and really making sure that everybody involved in your dog's care is on board and is going to follow that same routine. And it's about not leaving an unhousebroken dog unsupervised, because accidents will set your training back. It's about having a schedule of when they're going to eat and when you're going to take them out, and regularly scheduled walks and that sort of thing. And like I said, my post has all the details you're going to need. And if you follow that, then you could definitely house train your older dog. Now, if you have, I will say one other quick thing. If you've been following the schedule and you've been following the routine and you've been doing a great job, but you find that your dog still keeps peeing in the house, I don't know whether or not you have taken your dog to the vet recently, but I recommend that you take him, because it could be that he has something like a urinary tract infection, and that will make them pee quite often. So it isn't because he's not getting the training, it's because he has a bit of an underlying medical condition that can usually just be cleared up with some antibiotics. So I just wanted to mention that. So if any of you are sharing their lives with senior dogs or about to adopt and rescue one, then I would love to hear your stories. Or if you have any questions, you're looking for some advice, I'm more than happy to do what I can to help you. So you can either contact me at the bottom of the post, there's a comment section, so you can contact me that way and I will reply, or you can contact me through the contact me page at the top of the website. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this post and I really look forward to hearing from you. Take care. Bye.